A vintage song about a vintage car. You know, the new cars might be safer, but nothing can match the charm and character of an older car. Maybe a T-Bird, but I'm also talking about Ferraris, Maseratis, Lamborghinis. What comes to mind for you? Larry Mueller here, talking about rare and unique vehicles with our guest, Todd Colandro. He's the office and parts manager of Steelworks Exotics in Pewaukee. Steelworks is an auto restoration studio. And as we talk about those old cool cars, want to hear from you. Are you the proud owner of a vintage car? Tell us about the work you did to keep your car in running condition. You can reach us at 800-642-1234, or you could send us an email to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. And Todd Colandro, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, sir. It's actually Streetworks out here in Pewaukee.
Oh,
Street, so just a quick note, but good to be on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, and I'm sorry I said your name, Streetworks Exotics.
No,
well, tell us a little about the history of Streetworks.
Yeah, no problem. So Streetworks has been around for a little over 25 years. It started off with Matt Beckus kind of working on his own and taking on restorations and just working his way into the field and growing. We used to be in Waukesha. And then about 2 years ago, we moved out here to Pewaukee to a new facility, 30,000 square feet. We've got 20-some employees at any given time. And, you know, we're very proud of our restorations and the quality that comes out of here, several Pebble Beach trophies and other concours events. And we're just very proud to be in this community.
And what are the kinds of cars you normally work on?
In all honesty, it varies. I mean, we'll work on just about anything someone brings us. But we typically do classic American and classic Italian for the most part.
And these some of these get to be pretty expensive, these cars.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So it's not terribly abnormal for the average car in here to be anywhere from $500,000 to $4 million car. Once they're completed, and you know it's a thing of beauty trying to get everything together to that level.
You know, you wonder how do people come to own these cars? You know, they're rare, many of them, right? You just can't buy them at a dealership.
Oh yeah, very very rare. We have several. We've worked on several cars, and we completed a car last year that was one of roughly 12 or 14. Depending on which source you look at, we have a car right now that's in the shop that's one of 24. We have a prototype car right now in the shop as well that's a prototype, so meaning that they never actually made the car. They showed the car as a Duesenberg, and they showed the car in 1966 with the intentions to bring the company back, but it never went into play, so this is literally the only one.
Oh, my goodness me. How did you personally get involved into cars and car restoration?
Well, I grew up with a father that liked cars, so cars were kind of always around a little bit as we could afford them. And I worked a lot of other things through the course of my career. And then a few years ago, a position opened up here, and I was lucky enough to be chosen.
No, man, that's great. Do you own any cool cars yourself?
I go through them a little bit, believe it or not. So depending on the time, I had an Iso Rivolta, which is an Italian car, until somewhat recently, and I sold that, and I currently have a Porsche 911 and some motorcycles.
Scott,
and then
Brooke,
a couple oddball trucks and things like that. You know, everyone here has their own little toys and things like that.
Scott in Brookfield's got a question for you. Scott, okay. Hi.
Hello there. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, my question is I've got, you know, it's not an exotic Lamborghini or anything, but I have a 65 Mustang convertible that I bought back in 2006, 2007. And I actually had Jim Ring from the Ring Brothers take a look at it when I bought it. And he made the comment saying, if you don't buy it, I will. So I knew I was getting a good car at the time. It still had its original red oxide primer on the underbody. There were pretty much a very rust-free car, but I bought it. It was a San Diego car, sat outside. Somebody repainted it at one point, and it was a lousy paint job, so I got it for a pretty good price. But I've been driving it for a few years, you know, taking the kids to the ice cream on Sunday nights. But now they're in college, I want to start doing stuff to it. Do I start working on the mechanical stuff first? I know the car needs a number of mechanical things that I think need to get done. Or do I you know, spend the money and get a paint job on it first. Yeah, I don't know which way to go first, and I can't afford to do both at once, but like to try and do something with it now that
I mean, that's the same problem we all have, right? You can't afford everything all at once, and even if you could, who could do it? So you know, it all depends. And don't get me wrong, you know, there's plenty of Mustangs that come through our doors. We don't strictly cater to the higher end. We do a lot of American muscle and a lot of more common cars, I should say. Nothing wrong with them at all. We all love them. A couple of us that work here have Mustangs. If it were my car, I guess I would make a decision as to how far I really wanted to go with it. Because if in the long run you're thinking you're going to do a full restoration, it may pay to start that process at some point soon. It just materials are getting more and more expensive, labor is getting more and more expensive, and a lot of times people do that before they fully assemble the car, the paint, as far as the paint goes. But at the same time, if you look at it and you're happy with how it looks and you think, oh, you know, maybe a paint job one day, you know, mechanicals are the most important. You got to get down the road safely. You got to get your family home safely. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with taking on mechanicals first. Most of us that work here and most guys that aren't doing a full restoration usually tackle the mechanicals, get something driving exactly how they'd like and nice and safe, and then go from there. And you never know it. Maybe you do the mechanicals and you look at it and you say, wow, it's been so reliable. I don't mind the old paint job that much.
Yeah, there you go, Scott. Thank you very much for calling. You know, it'd be kind of cool to know what maybe your day to day looks like at Streetworks.
Oh, sure. As far as my position, I typically handle all the ordering for the parts and sourcing parts. And if there's things we can't find, I go on the search forum. And then, you know, anything as far as accounting and billing. But as far as the shop on a regular basis, you know, we do everything in-house. So we've got interior here. We've got body and paint. We've got mechanical side of things, assembly. So basically anything. Someone could come in and need a small amount of work. You know, we do get, as much as we like to pride ourselves on the Ferraris and the big cars that come out of here, the rare things, we do get plenty of people that just say, hey, I want to get my car in, you know, in tune for the season and get everything up and running. So it could be anything from, you know, a gentleman wanting his brakes done or his steering checked out to, you know, I'll walk through the back right now. There's cars going through full restoration with the paint. You know, maybe interior is doing a set of seats for a restoration or a customer that may have needed seats done. You know, things like that.
So, and you mentioned paint, and I was on your site, which is kind of fun to look at and look at some of the cars that you've worked on. But paint comes to mind as a really important thing when it comes to the restoration. What goes into those considerations?
Oh, in some ways it depends on how far the customer wants to go. But for the most part, if someone's going to get a full restoration here or, you know, paint job here, we pretty much only do it to the best of levels. We don't really do, you know, oh, you'd like a simpler paint job. You know, we can on occasion, but we try not to. So our typical project that would come in would get fully disassembled, taken out and acid dipped, and then we go from there. You know, is there any metal that needs repaired? Is there anything that needs to be replaced, et cetera, et cetera? And then from there, metalwork everything, get it into primer, get everything block sanded and ready, and then painted. Then, there, of course, after that, there's the sanding and the buffing process, which is something to take on in and of itself.
And I'm wondering about interior. You know, a person might want to have the original material.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's others that say, well, maybe I got to get this replaced.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have, if you came in and you want the original material, it's my job to find it. So we can find anything to make it look exactly the same as when it came off the assembly line, even down to the rarest of the Italian cars. You know, that the particular one car we have here, we were able to identify the leather that was used. You know, there's a GTO getting finished that we needed to find a very rare green fabric. It's our job to find that for the customer and get them exactly what they'd like. But as far as interior goes, it's always interesting because it's very much up to the customer. Like you said, you can do exactly how it came off the assembly line, or you can get, you know, very, very unique with it.
Our guest today, Todd Calandro, is the office and parts manager of Streetworks Exotics in Pewaukee, and we're talking about restoring cars of all types, but especially vintage cars. And I hope you'll join in with your own thoughts or maybe your own experiences. Number to call, 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or email us to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Talking today with Todd Calandro, Office and Parts Manager of Streetworks Exotics in Pewaukee. This shop has restored some of the rarest Ferraris, Maseratis, even Lamborghinis. You may have done some restoration yourself or maybe have some questions about those cars. Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234. Email to talk@WPR.org. Todd, what's the range? I got to believe there's a wide range in cost of restoration.
Oh, my goodness. It's a labor of love, as they say. If you're in it to make money as far as restoring a car to sell, that's a tough prospect. Of course, it's going to be different levels, like you said. I mean, some people may be happy with paint or interior already and may just want to do mechanicals and things like that. But a full restoration, it is quite a costly process.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Where do you find the specific parts that you need to restore rare cars?
Well, some of them are kind of easy, believe it or not. Even some of the rarest cars have followings. So if there's enough of demand out there, like anything in life, someone will make it. So some things are rather easy to find. Some things are a little trickier. Some things we work through a network of people we might know or owners' clubs. And then, in all honesty, we have the ability to make everything in-house for the most part. So there's a number of times where we may need something, and if it's machining or coachworking a panel or anything like that, we'll actually make it here on site.
And in terms of timeline, how many hours might you put into this whole process given of a given car?
Oh, that's a tough one. That can vary quite a bit. So it's a little bit difficult to say exact as far as hours. However, we can do a typical car as far as time in the shop in a year, year and a half. Sometimes a little faster, sometimes a little slower. It just depends on how difficult it is. And that's, you know, maybe not us working every day on it, but as far as how long it would take for the entire process to go through here. Man hours are a little tricky to call off bat just because it depends so widely on the car. I mean, it varies so widely. I mean, to say, you know, if a car needs a lot of metal work, that can add quite a bit of time. Or, you know, if things are quite hard to figure out or find, when the things are very rare, that can make things a bit longer as well. So it varies quite a bit.
Mark in Wauwatosa has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Mark. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have a quick question. I'm looking to see, I would like to get like a 1960s vintage Volkswagen Bug and something with a decent frame and body that I could, you know, fix up. And we're in Wisconsin here, and I don't think there's any of them really running around anymore. And I was just curious, what avenues are there out there to find something that would be a reasonable starting point for a project like that?
Oh, no problem. Like anything, it kind of depends on your budget and where you'd like to be in the long run. I'm a firm believer that anything can be found. So I've had a Bug in the past, and I was lucky enough to find one that was rather rust-free locally. I wouldn't give up too much on locally. I think that Craigslist is still a good way to search. They've changed it a bit, so people that are advertising vehicles actually have to pay, so they do have to be a bit serious, so it's a little bit better than it used to be. Facebook Marketplace is always great. If you're very interested in Volkswagen Beetles in particular, my best advice, in all honesty, and things that have gotten me the furthest, would be to join the club. There's a club in for almost every vehicle, no matter how small the make or model is. And joining that club and getting in with the forums and getting in with their newsletters and things like that can open doors that you wouldn't believe.
Well, I think that's a really good idea. There's got to be a VW Bug club somewhere in Marks and Wauwatosa. I bet you there's one in Milwaukee.
Oh, there's a local one in Milwaukee, actually. A gentleman named John, I know, runs it, I believe, still. They show it quite a few shows during the year, and they'd be very, very happy. And they have a Facebook group, I believe, as well, if you go that way. And they'd be very happy to help you sort one out.
Mark, there you go. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Again, you can join us, 800-642-1234. What are some of the most memorable cars that you've worked on, your company's worked on, Todd?
Well, I haven't been here that long. I've been here just about 3 years. The most memorable one in my time would be a brand called Iso Rivolta made a racing car that they then made road versions of called the A3C. And there were only 14 or so of those made in aluminum riveted body. And it's kind of special. It was kind of special to me because I was here when that was just kind of starting and then saw it through to the end. So that car would by far be the most special as far as to me personally, as far as what we've done. Everything we do is fantastic by the time it's done. So everything is a very good version of what it is. We're working on a Ferrari 500 Superfast. That's very, very interesting, very rare car as well. That Duesenberg we discussed earlier is very interesting. But we finished some. There's a 69 Mustang that came out of the shop that was very, very cool. We did a body work and paint and some other details for a customer that built his own 69 Camaro, which is just a gorgeous car. It was at our Cars and Coffee last week. And, you know, things like that. But, if I'm honest, nothing comes out of here that I don't like.
By the way, for those who aren't familiar with Duesenberg, give us an idea of that car and when they were made.
So Duesenberg, and you're testing my knowledge a little bit right now, but Duesenberg, and this is embarrassing because I should know this offhand, but I'm blanking a bit. But they run back into the 20s and 30s, and then the company went either went bankrupt or just went out of business. I want to say that they went out of business, and at some point they were making vehicles, and then basically everything was being coach-built. So everything is a little bit different, and they were stretched out over more years than they were actually produced. But in the 60s, they made an attempt to bring the name back, which also I believe they did again later as well in the 70s. And they tried this vehicle, which is based on a Chrysler Imperial, and they sent it over to Italy, which then everything was formed there as far as a one-off body, one-off interior. It's very extreme. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous car. And then shipped it back here to be shown in the hopes of selling them. And they did, in fact, take some deposits and sell some to some celebrities and some other people. But it actually fell through. So they never ended up making them in the end, and that's how we end up with this particular one.
Ah, my goodness. Jay in Menominee, we'll give you a chance. Hi, Jay.
Hi. Yeah. I've got a 1962 Olds F85 Cutlass convertible that we've gotten about 2-3 years ago. And as we're in the process of redoing the car, we find that there aren't many parts available at all. We finally were able to pull the motor and rebuild the entire engine, and then pulled the transmission, found all the parts to rebuild the transmission. But what we're finding a hard time is kind of trying to find a gas tank or some items like that for the car. Tried some different forms, but didn't have much luck. I was wondering if you knew where to maybe resource options for that kind of car.
Well, like anything, it can be difficult, unfortunately. And sometimes with some of those cars that were 1 year only, or, you know, maybe 1 or 2 years only, some of that stuff just hasn't been remade. And unfortunately, a lot of it got very rusty and damaged. I don't have any issue trying to help you find it. If you want to email the shop at streetworkshotrods@gmail.com, I'm more than happy to look around a little bit for you and see what I can find. I can't think of anything offhand. If you do have the original gas tank, it probably could be repaired and then pressure tested so it could be used. So that's always an option. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, thrown away if it's just a little bit damaged or maybe some pinholes of rust or things like that. So that is an option. But if you want to send an email, I have no problem trying to help you out.
All right.
You're a little bit further than someone that could just stop by. So we do also, for the sake of the show, we do have open doors. We don't, you know, we're always open for visitors and anyone that wants to come check us out, we would love it.
And if you go to, you go online to the website, that's going to get your email from there, I imagine, Todd.
Oh, correct.
Yeah, Streetworks Exotics. in Pewaukee is probably going to get you to the right spot there, Jay. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. Mike in Lac-des-Flambeaux, your turn. Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi, Larry. How are you? Thank you.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, there was someone a few minutes ago that was discussing Volkswagen Beetles, the bug.
Yeah.
And they vanished from the highways in the United States. However, I travel into Mexico often, and they're still running Volkswagens down there. Not common like they used to be, but they're all over. And I don't know what it would take to buy one and bring it across the border, but as a place to find used Volkswagens at a very affordable price, that's the place to go.
Mike, thanks for calling. What do you think, Todd?
Oh, that's great info. They made the bug in Mexico, believe it or not, until 2002 or 2003, if I recall. And bringing one over, as long as it's 25 years old, is really not much of an issue. There's several different ways to do that. I've seen that done. So that is definitely an option.
Mike, thanks a lot. I should mention that the StreetWorks website is on today's, if you go to the Larry Mueller Show website, you're going to find that in today's date under our episode notes or in our episode notes. So there you go. And Roger in Grantsburg.
Hey, Larry, how you doing? Today's guest, today's cars, tomorrow's tomatoes. I got the guy just called in there about a gas tank for an Oldsmobile. And there's a place I found that makes everything stainless steel. They make replacement tanks for Camaros, Chevelles, Mustangs, anything you want. And it's, they can they'll fit everything with the electric pumps or whatever a person needs. All stainless lines, everything. And they were from out of Iowa, I believe. I believe Des Moines is where they were out of. But they were online. I found them online. So the guy can, if he looks on Google, he can definitely come up with it.
All right, Roger, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. You know, I got to believe that, you know, these cars that you work on, Todd, take a lot of talent and artistry. Where does your shop find people who have the skills to work with these high-end vehicles, for example?
Well, that's always tricky, but luckily we're able to source everybody as far as we need that way. A lot of skills cross over, so if you can find somebody that's good at metal fabrication and things like that, they could work in several different areas, and this is one of them. People that are working in body shops at other places, if their talent is up to par, then they fit in here. Mechanics, it's a little trickier. A lot of guys come in and they just kind of have to learn it as we go. And we're lucky to have some gentlemen that have been here 10 plus years, so they can show them the ropes a bit. But, you know, a lot of the skills will cross over. Paint is kind of the same. It kind of crosses over. But mechanic is the one side that it's a little bit tricky, but it's not too much of a stepping stone for most of the guys. We find people that have some experience in other fields and they're able to cross it over.
What's your advice for someone who wants to buy maybe an older, rare, exotic car and restore it? What should you look for in a car that indicates that it's restorable?
Well, that's tough. You know, the best advice always is to buy something you love, because at the end of the day, it's typically a process that's going to cost you more money than the vehicle's worth at the end. So it's got to be something you love. If you're looking for something just to drive around and enjoy, we always suggest that if you can, you have a mechanic check things out if you're not, you know, knowledgeable enough in that manner of things before purchasing. Maybe take someone along with you that knows how to detect if there's any body filler or things like that in it. But at all times, obviously, it's best to buy the most solid car you can, and something maybe you're more comfortable with if you intend to do the work yourself. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it never hurts. We've had people come here and, you know, if they have a model there and, you know, have in mind or a project they'd like to do, we've definitely sourced vehicles for people before and then started things that way. So that's always a possibility as well.
Well, Todd, I want to thank you so much for sharing your time with us today. I really appreciate it. It was fun talking with you. Todd, by the way, is the office and parts manager of Streetworks Exotics in Pewaukee. And great to have him with us. And maybe we'll get a chance to get him back again. He really knows what he's talking about, that's for sure. As we look ahead, coming up tomorrow on Garden Talk, we're talking about growing herbs and using green mulch. Then we travel to Wausau to learn more about the Monk Botanical Gardens. So looking forward to that as well. Our producers are Clara Neipert and Joel Patenhod. Our technical directors are Lee Rayburn and Jeff Robbins. And our producer is Jill, executive producer is Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News.